Democrats made a strategic choice during some primary races for governor this year. They boosted Republican opponents they viewed as more extreme, thinking they'd be easier to beat in the general. In blue states, those Democratic candidates are now polling solidly ahead of their opponents. NPR's Laura Benshoff reports on how the strategy is playing out in the purple state of Pennsylvania.
This looks and sounds like a normal political TV ad.
This is Republican State Senator Doug Mastriano.
The scary Republican music, washed out images.
He wants to end vote by mail, and he led the fight to audit the 2020 election.
But like a lot of things in Pennsylvania's race for governor this year, it's not normal. The Democratic candidate and Pennsylvania's current attorney general, Josh Shapiro, paid for this TV spot during the primaries, raising the profile of conservative election denier Doug Mastriano.
If Mastriano wins, it's a win for what Donald Trump stands for. Is that what we want in Pennsylvania?
Shapiro's press secretary says they were just getting a jump on the general election. But Democrats in Illinois and Maryland also bought ads for far-right competitors in the primary. Those competitors are now lagging in the polls. But in the Pennsylvania primary, Mastriano didn't just win. He beat out eight other Republicans by a wide margin. The race here is closer, according to the Cook Political Report. And the candidates couldn't be running more different campaigns. Democrat Shapiro is wooing Republican voters, speaking here in a park in a GOP-leaning county.
We got to put aside the red jerseys and the blue jerseys and come together as Pennsylvanians and Americans.
To broaden his base, Shapiro pitches himself as the candidate of law and order. He's also campaigning as the last line of defense for abortion rights in Pennsylvania, now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. Here's Shapiro at another rally.
This legislature is poised to put a bill on the desk of the next governor to ban all abortion in Pennsylvania. He will sign that bill into law. I will veto that bill.
Mastriano, the GOP candidate, is not trying to broaden his appeal, but staying focused on his enthusiastic base. Here he is at an event in central Pennsylvania, poking fun at being labeled as, quote, extreme.
I'm extreme on your rights and freedoms. I'm extreme on the Constitution and defending it.
Many of his talking points center on hot-button issues for right-wing voters, criticizing everything from COVID-19 vaccine mandates to transgender athletes.
On day one, no more boys on the girls' team. Can you believe some of the stuff I have to correct?
Mastriano is also a staunch supporter of former President Donald Trump. He went to the Capitol on January 6th, but says he didn't go inside. In his current job in the state Senate, he's one of the people who's been pushing, so far unsuccessfully, to outlaw abortion after about 6 weeks. Here's his wife, Rebby, at the same event.
They want to say that Republicans don't believe in women's rights, but we know that's a bunch of baloney. First off, we believe as conservatives in a woman's right to be born. That's the most important.
In the final leg of the campaign, Shapiro has some advantages. He has more than $13 million on hand, while Mastriano has less than $400,000 per the last campaign finance report. Recent polling also shows Shapiro out in front by as little as 3 points or as many as 11. But turnout is an X factor. Charlie Giroux is a GOP consultant and one of the candidates Mastriano beat in the primary.
The Mastriano voters are marking their calendars for November 8th because they are chomping at the bit to get out and vote.
Neil Oxman, a longtime Democratic political consultant here, says factors from inflation to the stock market could sway the race.
If the market drops, there will be a really loud echo chamber. That will be the lead story night after night after night on the national news.
He says that would be bad for Democrats like Shapiro. Laura Benshoff, NPR News, Philadelphia.